Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2026, 11 and a half minutes past the hour, and we thank Ken Halloran for joining us in hour number one, announcing this morning that he is the Democratic candidate for House Representative seat, the House Representative seat in the 86th District, currently held by Tracy Richardson. She is term limited out. So whoever wins the Republican primary with Ben Weber, Stephen Wolf, and Weslyn Davis will face Kent Halloran in the main election this coming fall. So interesting, there had been a question if a Democrat would enter this race, and it looks like Kent has. Now, Kent last year ran as a write-in candidate for city council at large. Write-in candidates do not win very often. It happens occasionally, but they do not win very often, and it looks like he's back, and this time on the ballot in the 86th District. So we'll see what happens there, but we thank him for making that announcement on this program this morning. A lot of people say a Democrat in the 86th District certainly has their work cut out for them, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen in Ohio this year? I think we have a lot of questions that need to be answered as this election year approaches and continues, or the election approaches, I should say, because we have to wonder what is the popularity of President Trump in Ohio. It has certainly been very high. Is it still as high as it always has been? What's going to happen in Springfield with ICE and the Haitian population? We have to wonder, where are we going with the gubernatorial race with Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy? Where are we going with the Senate race with Sherrod Brown and Husted? How is this all going to factor in to what happens locally? And how is it going to factor in these local races like county commissioner? Now, we got to keep the lines clear here for a second. If you're listening to this, keep the lines clear because I do believe we have a guest coming. But the guest will only be with us for about 10 minutes, and then we can open up the phone lines. So just give me a few minutes here. We'll have our guest, and then we will come back to the phone lines. So if you're calling in, just give me a second here, and then we'll come to the issues of the day as they were. And there are a lot of them with Marion City government at this point. So just give me a second. So hopefully we can get our guest on the line here momentarily, and then we can come to the issues that I know people want to talk about that are going on here locally. I think our guest is going to join us within the next minute, unless for some reason they could not get through because of people calling in. You know, popular show. People call in, and sometimes we have that problem. But let's hope we get it taken care of here. Now, we're going to turn to our guest here now, because in Marion, even last night I attended the city council committee meetings. The talk did turn to the water situation here in Marion. The mayor brought it up, taste and smell and so on and so forth. This happened back in December as well. A lot of people asking a lot of questions on social media, and we wanted to hear exactly what is going on from somebody we've had on this program before, Jeff LaRue with Aqua Ohio. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm okay. I really appreciate the opportunity to address the community, so thank you.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate you for coming on this morning. The people feel right now that the water, much like in December, does not taste well in certain areas, does not smell good. What is going on, and kind of help people with their worries?
Yeah, let me give you a little background on what's going on and where the smell comes from and things like that. The smell is comes from an organic compound called geosmin. Geosmin is a challenge for, it can be a challenge for any water utility that uses surface water. It comes from algae, and it smells, most people describe it as smelling earthy or musty. I kind of think it smells like mulch after you open a bag. Now, we in Marion have three tools in our toolbox for what to do when we get geosmin in the river water. The first is we can change and adjust the mix of our source water. We're blessed in Marion to have three sources of water, and one of those is the Scioto River, one is the Little Scioto River, and the third is wells. Now, the wells can't provide all the water that people in Marion demand on any given day, so we're always blending those three sources. And unfortunately, more recently, the Little Scioto, with the weather we've had, is frozen solid at our intake, so we don't have that as an option. So, but the first tool in the toolbox is change where we're pulling water from and pull more water from our wells than from the river. Then the second thing we can do, or the second tool in the toolbox, is if we detect taste and odor issues, any organic issue, we can add carbon as part of our treatment process, and that helps absorb organic tastes and smells. Then if water, smelly water, gets out into the distribution system, we really are only left with one thing, and that is to open up hydrants and pour the water out, hoping to pull new, fresh, better-tasting water in behind it. So I think it's important to understand those are our three tools in the toolbox. None of those is perfect, but I hope that gives a little perspective before I get into what happened. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So since the unpleasantness back in December, we changed our process at the plant for monitoring taste and odor issues. And that means our operators are testing every 2 hours the water coming into the plant for taste, odor, and the water leaving the plant. So they're testing for every 2 hours. Now, last Friday, we did notice, our operator noticed some taste and odor issues, and what he did was, following the new procedures, he started feeding more of the carbon. And the carbon kind of acts like a sponge. It soaks up odors and things. And since Friday, we've not detected any geosmin, any organic earthy smells at the plant. But we have had a few reports from across the city, and by a few, since last week, we've gotten about 30 calls, just under 30 calls. Now, that does not compare at all to what was happening in December. We were getting 50 to 70 calls a day back then. So we think that because our operator noticed the smell early and took action early, we prevented this from being a real widespread issue across the city. Now, those 30 or so calls that we've gotten, they're dispersed around the city. We're not getting widespread areas or any concentration of calls. And by the time we get to the houses, the smells seem to have gone away. So the important thing is we're monitoring more closely than normal. And because we believe that because we took action quickly, our operator took action quickly, we prevented this from being a complete repeat of what happened last mid-December.
You know, Jeff, I think there are two big questions people have. People don't remember, citizens of Marion, don't remember issues like this in recent history. And now we've had the big one, which happened prior to Christmas. and the much smaller one, as you said, under 30 calls since last Friday, that happened last Friday. What is causing this now? What is different?
You know, that's a good question. I'm on thin ice here, pardon the pun, because you're asking me to speculate. I think a few things might be contributing, but I don't have a definitive answer for you. I think one is we had an extreme cold snap in mid-December, where it went from being relatively warm to really cold, and that could potentially kill the algae that, when it dies, releases the geosmin. And then we had another severe cold snap, which we're just barely working our way out of now. I think that weather could be a contributing factor. Another thing, and again, I'm speculating and I'm on thin ice here, but going into the fall, the Scioto River was extremely low at our intakes, and that was because we had a hot, dry summer and fall. The water levels in the river, in the Scioto River, the sun could penetrate deeper into the water because it wasn't, or not deeper into the water, the water wasn't as deep. So perhaps more algae grew in that shallow river water in the fall and going into the winter, and then the cold snaps, I think, could have exacerbated it. But that is just speculation, and what we're focused on is detecting it at the water coming into the plant and reacting to it when we detect it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. And Jeff, I think because of what you've just said, one of the biggest problems that has come out of this is, you know, we're not that far from Flint, Michigan, and when people have water that doesn't smell good, it doesn't taste good, they take baths in it and showers and so on and so forth, speculation starts, and people get fearful that it's not okay to do this, and you see on social media and written all other places that this is Flint, Michigan, and Aqua's hiding this from us, and so on and so forth. What do you say to those people who have that belief and just want good water to do their daily activities in?
Yeah, it's very disappointing, and I monitor the social media, and I've seen a wide variety of claims. We do take every report seriously, especially calls that come into our plant. Now, there are no known health or safety risks related to these geosmin levels. In fact, there aren't even regulatory standards set. But aesthetic issues like this don't meet our standards for quality, and we understand the frustration it causes in the community. And I really think because of the problems that happened in December, everybody's got a heightened sense, and they're paying more attention to every glass of water they draw or every time they fill the tub. They're paying more attention, and I think one of the reasons it's getting noticed more is because of the experience we had a month and a half ago. I want to work to restore confidence and let people return to a time when they don't have to think about the water source or the water treatment in Marion.
Jeff, what can you say right now to those people who might be speculating or who might just want a reassurance or an assurance at that the water's okay, they can drink it, they can take a shower, they can make their coffee, they can do what they need to with it?
I guess what I would say is that even with the geosmin, we and our staff that works at the plant and in the office there in downtown Marion, we drink the water regularly ourselves. We're part of the community. We take water quality and even aesthetic issues seriously. We drink it ourselves, and we want other people to have confidence in doing the same.
Jeff, I know you have to go to a meeting, and I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning, because I think this, you know, last night I went to city council committee meetings, and the mayor got up and spoke about this. So it's on everybody's mind. He said he's getting phone calls about it. You said you've gotten a few here this time around. We certainly got a lot in December, and the conversation, because we do have this social media now, has went a thousand different ways, and I think that at some point, people need to know what's going on from the company itself, and you know, hear some kind of an explanation that hopefully will satisfy them.
I think that's fair, and I want to circle back and say I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and the community at large.
Jeff LaRue with Aqua Ohio. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, well, there you go. If you're questioning your water, there is an Aqua spokesperson, person who works for Aqua, Jeff LaRue. Now the phone lines can open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Heaven knows a lot going on here in Marion, the water being one of those things. 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, let's go to the phone lines here and come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
Love G. Ogman.
Yes, yeah. All right, you know, it's just shocking to me that this is still a thing for people, but I think Jeff gave a very, sensible reasoning there. They say they drink the water.
What else could he possibly say?
Well, he could not come on. He could not come on. He could not speak. I don't think they want to say things that they could be said to be dishonest for saying.
He's a spin doctor. You know, why haven't we experienced this years and years ago?
Well, I think I asked him that.
And what was that answer?
Well, he said that he would have to speculate. Nobody knows for sure, but he thinks that it might be and we did report on this. Nobody reports on this, but and I don't remember there being a big outcry, but when Aqua was saying, listen, we need to cut back on our water because we've had a particularly dry time this past summer, and our water levels are going very low, and I don't know that people did cut back on their water. And we have had an unusual winter for the first time in quite some time, certainly temperature drops and snowfalls that could have contributed to this as well, with the Little Scioto being frozen over, which is one of the tributaries that they use. So a perfect combination of bad things.
You know, we've had really dry times years and years before, and we've never experienced this.
I don't remember in all the time that I've been in radio, Aqua ever saying, you need to cut back on your water because our water levels are going so low. And we also have seen a change in weather patterns. I mean, look at Christmas Day. I mean, it was nearly 70 degrees.
Well, I think, what's that little gnome? Greta Thunberg, you need to take that up with her. She probably has an answer for you.
Well, like I said, people, there are people who will never believe what anybody says, but highly unlikely somebody from Aqua is going to take an appearance on a show, an interview show, and come on and say something that they could later on you just can't come on and make it up.
Well, it's PR. You know what PR is, don't you?
Well, right, but I don't think he came on and spun. I think he answered the questions that I asked him. I mean, he gave a very succinct answer. I don't think he tap danced.
Well, in the schools of PR in the universities around the country, PR is known as BS.
Well, again, I would say from December, when this water thing started, I always said, listen, we will report the news, and if people are showing up at the hospital sick, and we're seeing things like that going on, we will report that. Never saw a single report. Never saw anybody post anything. Never saw anybody do anything. But heaven knows people don't have a problem posting that their assumptions, their spin is correct, that, oh, something is really terrible with the water. Well, what's their proof?
Oh, that's the CB radio craze for you.
So I don't. You got to show some proof when you say that things are dangerous.
You have to show facts. You can't show emotion. Facts.
Right.
Facts,
right.
Facts.
Right. And I think that's what Aqua is up against here, is saying, where are the facts to say that the water is bad? And I'm trying to tell you, Aqua, being that this is what the problem is. They're not denying it's a problem. They could do that altogether and just say there is no problem. They haven't done that. They've said this is the problem.
One mistake they made, he said, if anybody, any consumer of water from our system, if you think there's something wrong with it, get us a sample and we will test it for you, you know? That's a big mistake they've made.
Don't you think it's interesting that with the outcry again that under 30 people have called in to complain, and it's been from different places?
And what area were those?
Well, you said it hasn't been any specific area, which I think is very interesting. And also,
Because if there's from between point A to G, the Q and R, if there's nothing in between, sounds kind of, no pun intended, but fishy.
Well, I think what it said, and he also said, again, you got to listen to the interviews, he said when we have sent somebody out, it's not a problem. The problem that they're claiming is there is no longer there or is not there. So, you know, that doesn't sound exactly right.
Well, too, in the age of the indoor plumbing in some of these facilities, homes, etc., can contribute to that as well.
I think people, you know, I was saying this the other day, that society has a more pessimistic attitude than an optimistic attitude. If you give anybody a problem, anything out of the ordinary, they will tend more to the pessimistic side than the optimistic side. Something is always wrong rather than right. They, you know, that's why we have conspiracy theories. You know, it's very hard for people to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy alone. It's very hard for people to believe that James Earl Ray took out Martin Luther King. Very hard to believe that Sirhan Sirhan took out Bobby Kennedy. Very hard to believe these things. And I don't know if they're true or not, but we tend more to the conspiracy, even though we don't have any proof of that either.
It's the history of the American condition. Never trust the government.
Well, yeah, but I don't know that we always tie these people to the government, but what is Sirhan Sirhan's tie to the government? What is James Earl Ray's tie to the government?
Sirhan Sirhan? We will never, in all likelihood, we will never know.
Well, see, but that's the pessimistic attitude. We don't know. We can't prove it. So, but we're going to think that it was a conspiracy.
Discovered. It's been how many years, Sirhan Sirhan? And what's come to light since then?
Well, he's still in prison. What has come to light?
Scott, you're not listening to yourself. The conspiracy theories, why we don't trust the government. We still don't know. Was he part of the government? Was he a conspiracy?
Well, that's
or
what
not?
I'm saying. But I'm saying nothing now you're going.
Nothing has come to light.
But that's what I'm saying. You're going down a rabbit hole now, because you're saying, well, not only do we believe that he could not have done this, which creates the original conspiracy theory, we don't trust the government, but yet we've never found in almost 70 years a tie of Sirhan Sirhan to the government. So then we have to conspiracy theorize about that.
That's why I say we will never know. Period.
But that's that's what I say. That's a conspiracy theory. No proof, but we think.
Let's change gears.
Oh, I hope so.
Love your city.
I hope so.
Last year, did the mayor give the state of the city address in a church?
You know, I don't remember. It seems like he did, but I can't swear to it.
Why on earth would he go to a church. And if I understand correctly, he did say on your news there, First Church of the Nazarene?
Yes.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
I do believe that's Collins Church.
Yes,
I
believe so.
Is he going to present this before the congregants? Why isn't he doing this? It's City Hall.
Well, I think anybody's invited.
So what? City Hall is the place where those kinds of things are announced, are talked about, period.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Going to a church, it just seems like a little on the separation of church and state. Why does he go to a church?
You'd have to ask him. I have learned in recent days that I think that, you know, it's very interesting. For whatever reason, only certain people are on the mayor's press release list. So I don't understand that either.
I think I copied you in as well as Abby Bamberlin. When are they going to get this bloody website for this city working, functional? I tried like crazy to find an agenda for last night's council. A couple weeks ago, I signed up to receive those notices. I didn't receive anything. And then I tried and tried to find where the agendas were on there, and I keep getting pages that come up that content is not available or some such nonsense. And we spent, if I recall, they said $60,000 on this website?
Well, I don't know. There's a big problem going on because yesterday we found out that Vidya, the treasurer, had now been named the new auditor. Now, I never got a press release on that. Now, clearly the Marian Star did. So at this point, I think we have to say that the mayor sends what he wants to who he wants and who he thinks is favorable. So I guess you're going to get what information the mayor wants to send to who? I mean, I found that shocking. A press release that the new auditor, that you have a new auditor, you think would be sent to everybody, because the mayor is certainly aware that we exist, and I have exchanged emails with the mayor, but yet he did not send that over. So, why did that happen? I don't know.
Well, I think it's safe to say, although I wouldn't completely rule it out, it would appear he's a one-time term.
Well, and we also learned this morning, again, I guess another press release that we did not get, that Michael Bodine has resigned.
Well, good. Good. He never should have been there in the first place. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is, he's going to have to answer for the chaos and mayhem that he has contributed.
Well, and by the way, the thing about this is this. If you only give, you can have your favorite reporters, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're only giving things to the Marian Star, it's behind paywalls. Now, people can get around that and so on and so forth, but it's a pay service. You could not have read the story beyond the headline about Vidya or Bodine without going past the paywall. So, and it won't be in the print edition for a few days, and how many people still get the print edition? So why he doesn't send it, why he doesn't want this to go out to more people? Usually, what happened in cases like this in the past, with past administrations, they had a whole list of media that they sent it to, and I know that City Hall has a list of media, because we get the city council agenda, so I know we're on that media list. So is the mayor's media list different than? I don't understand.
Apparently it is, but you want to hear my media outlets?
Go ahead.
All the contact medias I have is for Crawford County, Delaware County, Hardin County, Marion County, Morrill County, Richland County, Seneca County, Union County, and Wyandotte County. News, radio, everything. That's my list, and a word to the wonderful mayor. You know, it would behoove him to send press releases out to all adjacent county media so they know that they can start levying your city.
Well, and by the way, the quote on Bodine here is, Mike Bodine, Marion City Public Service Director, has resigned from his position effective February 13th. So coming up here in, I guess it'd be next Friday, Bodine will leave to work in the private industry where he has previously worked. Bodine said he accepted a different position
Here's a guess. He's going to be working for Can-Do.
Well, maybe. Bodine said he has accepted a different position for the betterment of his family and career. Despite officially leaving the city's administration, Bodine plans to check in occasionally.
Well, he's been checked out for quite a long time, even though he's been there physically.
Well, so here we go. And Mayor Bill Collins wasn't certain what direction the city will take with the position. In the next week, he'll meet with city staff whether to decide to fill the position or combine it with the public safety director, position held by Cal.
Oh, he keeps digging himself a deeper and deeper hole. He's going to end up in China, you know? Good grief. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. A prediction, and I'm probably wrong, just the irony in it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Mayor Collins resigned before the end of his term.
Well, Collins described Bodine's big picture mindset, saying he focused on projects that would improve all of Marion, not just one particular neighborhood or downtown. Now,
that's pure bovine scat.
Now, this is an interesting quote. It says, "I always tell people he's like the man behind the curtain on The Wizard of Oz," Collins said. "He makes everything just that much better."
Oh, jeez. I think he would make a good act on the theater of the absurd.
Well, and again, you know, quotes, see, it's a whole thing here, you know. Quotes in the Marion Star, as I said, clearly she knew about it, and good for Abby for getting the story, but the story probably wasn't sent to anybody else. So,
well, the sad fact of the matter is, you know, WMRN is pretty much a one-man show. There's another little radio station, a low-power station.
I don't think they do news.
DIF, they don't do news, or
I don't think a lot of it.
DIF, right? Yeah. They just play no news or anything. A few public service announcements in that. You're kind of the only game in town, you know?
Well, and
TV 39, I don't know. I haven't watched any of their community affairs shows lately, but, you know, we're at a loss. More muted on news.
Well, the thing of it is, and again, it's fine to send whatever you want to who you want, I guess. But the point is, I would think you'd just want the information out to people. And that's the unfortunate thing, is that's what happens when you deal with certain people. So, I don't know. You know what's funny?
The problem that he doesn't comprehend, because he's been a bureaucrat his whole life. And there's nothing wrong with what he has done with his career, and that's fine. But to think that he could step in to the political ring, he's missing a very important thing of public relations, getting press releases out to as big of an audience as he can to help garner the public to get on his side,
yeah,
and
but,
understand what he's doing.
But here's what I don't understand. I mean, obviously, when you do a story like that, both of these things happen within the last 24 hours. Vidya becoming the auditor and Bodine resigning, or giving his resignation, effective the 13th. Okay, both of those things happened in the last 24 hours. Now, obviously, I'm talking about them this morning because once something gets out of one place, everybody's going to have it. So why wouldn't you send the information to everybody just so everybody has it and you don't get it secondhand. I don't understand that philosophy, but again, the mayor has my email. We've talked back and forth before through email, and I am on the press list for the city council information. So, matter of fact, I am on the mayor's press list because we get all the information in regard to holidays, what the city's going to do with street closings and all that.
You forgot one important thing.
What's that?
You made him feel bad.
Well, I don't know why he should feel bad. I just think he'd want the information out to more people. Too bad.
It's like, ignore the man behind the screen in The Wizard of Oz. He's pulling levers and doing all kinds of tricky things. He had the whole community of Oz flabbergasted, gaslighted, that the great wizard turns out to be nothing more than a man.
Well, and you know what's funny? Now, here's the thing, and I just want to say this now that it's out in the open. Last night, I was at the committee meetings, somebody told me that Bodine was leaving. Now, it was a pretty good source, but I was not going to run with it because news people, you want to check on your source and so on and so forth. Now,
was Bodine there?
Yeah, he was there last night.
Why didn't you ask him?
Because he was not saying much, and he kind of disappeared pretty quick.
Oh, I don't think he could outrun you, Scott.
I don't know. He disappeared pretty quick. But in any event, I did not run that because I thought, well, if you know, as the mayor said, his quote, if the man behind the wizard is going to resign, I assume that's something you're going to send out to people. But apparently not. I don't know. You know, it's okay with me. Because, like I said, first thing this morning, you know, I had the Marion Star article, so it's the same principle, I guess. It would just be cutting out the middle person.
So, changing subjects a little bit more, has there been more talk about selling the hospital?
There was a little bit of talk last night, and all the mayor said was, it's in the early stages, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, ask the county commissioners. I know two of them that are adamantly opposed to selling the hospital.
Well, two of them, if the county doesn't want to sell, it's going to be very hard to sell it.
Exactly. So, the city is in one big mess. Is there any updates on whether the state's going to come in and take over for the city, or what's going on?
We don't know. They submitted a plan.
We're still in a bad situation. We don't have a treasurer.
They submitted a plan, and apparently the state was going to meet with them today to talk about their plan, the city's plan.
Mm. Well, it's kind of like Peyton Place and Dynasty all rolled into one. Stay tuned because the plot thickens.
Thanks for calling.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, and we continue on down the road here this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So that's the big news yesterday. Vidya, the treasurer for about a month, becomes the new auditor. I guess we'll have to see who the next treasurer is. The public service director, Michael Bodine, will be resigning on February the 13th. There we go. And, last night we also found out at City Council that some money is, it's being sent on to City Council. Last night was just a committee meeting. But there is a plan to bring somebody in to help the city reconcile their books. And then you heard from Jeff LaRue at Aqua, the situation with the water here in Marion. So there you go. There's a lot of topics. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything they would like to say? Also, Ken Halloran, running as the Democrat, in the 86th District announced that this morning on the program. First thing, we had him on for an hour. We thank him for coming in. Oh, and also, apparently things are wrapping up in the Ratliff trial. I believe closing arguments are set to happen today. Then it will go to the jury, and we'll find out what happens there. So, here we are. This is Marion. You know, somebody said to me, when was it? Over the weekend? Somewhere. That, and this is a person who buys the paper copy of the Marion Star. They said, you know, it's like reading a comedy every day. Between the Ratliff trial and the headlines there, between what's going on with the city and the headlines there, that essentially it's a comedy. And, you know, I have heard people from Columbus, reporters, talk about the nature of things here in Marion, how it's just drama after drama after drama. And it is ironic, in a way, that a mayor and a city council that is so focused on people loving their city, during this time period, we have become more divisive, angrier, and have seen more chaos than I have seen in a city in a long time. The situation, having to get the state auditor involved, the city auditor resigning, the city treasurer resigning to become the auditor, the former city treasurer, Tommy Reese, deciding not to run for re-election even though he'd filed the paperwork. Whatever's going on with the water that people are complaining about. You heard from Jeff LaRue earlier in the program. It's very unfortunate. Bodine resigns, the public service director. I mean, how do we get here? How do we get here? That's the big question. Go ahead.
Love your city. Here's something that we can all be thankful for from the city. It's those guys out there freezing, collecting garbage. They need to be given citations. There needs to be something to recognize them going out in all of this cold weather to collect our garbage.
Well, yeah.
I salute them all.
All right. Thank you. Well, certainly there are people out there working every day, transportation workers, who go out in this cold and do one heck of a job. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Heaven know. Well, I don't know. How will Vidya do as the new auditor? Will that go over well? Will Michael Bodine leaving? Is that? Well, I don't know. Is that a plus for the city in regard to if the positions are combined, Rob Cowell's position, safety service director, if that becomes one position, I guess that would help the city's finances and the city's payroll. So, you know what's interesting about that article? When the mayor says that basically Bodine was the man behind the wizard, if you lose that position, well, what does that mean? Or lose that person, what does that mean as we go down the line? You know, I don't know. I really don't know. But I certainly did hear that last night, that he was resigning. But again, trying to put it through the paces of what journalism is, we did not report it right away. But I don't know, maybe we should now, because apparently only certain people get certain tips, which again is fine, because we all learn in the end anyway, but I guess just cut out the middleman. 740-383-9944. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. What a, you know, just another interesting day, I guess. But I'll tell you, some of these things, they just seem incredibly messy. Incredibly messy is how I would qualify them. And I don't know why everything always has to be incredibly messy and incredibly difficult. Now, again, we've got 4 minutes left in the program. You can weigh in, 740-383-9944. Will Vidya be a good auditor? You know, a lot of people were wondering who was going to walk into that position. Well, now we know. I would have to think that's a tough position to walk into. Now, I do think it's interesting that City Council is paying somebody to help with payroll, and last night Finance Committee sent along a proposal to help the city reconcile. Now, why didn't this happen under the last auditor? I don't know. See, these are questions that I wonder. Because if you felt the last auditor needed help, why would you not pay, as the city is now, to help her with payroll? Or to help her with reconciling the books, which always seem to be big problems. And also, last night we found out that the city needs more money to pay the people helping with payroll because they were not able to straighten out everything. Helping with the payroll and the W-2s, they haven't been able to straighten out everything yet. So the city needs, the city basically needs more money to pay these people, so that will go to City Council, and we'll see if that gets passed. That, along with the gentleman they would like to hire to help reconcile the books at City Hall. And again, Vidya, the treasurer, becomes the auditor. Who will the next treasurer be? We don't know. And Michael Bodine will be resigning officially on February the 13th. The public service director. And it sounds as if the Ratliff trial will be having closing arguments today. And we'll see where that all goes. Well, never a boring day, huh? And isn't it interesting that Aqua had less than 30 complaints about the water since last Friday, when you hear all of the hubbub that's been going on with that? Well, I certainly thank Jeff LaRue with Aqua for coming on this morning and discussing that. And I certainly thank Ken Halloran for coming on this morning, announcing his run in the 86th District for the House seat. He'll be the Democrat in that race. Wasn't even sure we were going to have a Democrat in that race. Well, now you know. So that was announced here this morning. Well, we'll be back tomorrow morning with much more interesting programming. Well, we hope it'll be interesting. We hope it's interesting day to day. You never know what'll happen between today and tomorrow. We thank everybody who participated in the Groundhog special yesterday. Mary Ellen, Sean, Matt, Bob Welsh, President Harding, who was here yesterday. He was our secret groundhog. Early spring was the prediction. James Anderson was here. We thank him for being here. What fun we had, and we'll continue to have it. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from?